KQED.
The use of drones has taken off across the globe. Governments, law enforcement agencies, fire departments, and farmers are all finding uses for unmanned aircraft, some more controversial than others. But from the perspective of the Federal Aviation Administration, all these flying machines are flying in a legal gray zone. As KPCC's Sandon Totten reports, the FAA has turned to another federal agency for help in designing rules, NASA.
So right now I'm setting up a final approach for a landing.
NASA pilot Mark Pistana stares at the horizon.
And my approach speed is somewhere around 85 to 95 knots.
The thing is, it's a digital horizon. Pistana is flying a simulation of an MQ-9 drone on a computer at NASA's Flight Research Center at Edwards Air Force Base.
And I'm pretty much on my glide path.
He's flown and landed the real thing. The actual drone is sitting on a runway nearby. The military calls the MQ-9 model a Reaper. The Pentagon uses the drone to fire missiles at insurgents in remote areas. But NASA gave its machine a friendlier name.
NASA calls it ICANA. It's Native American Choctaw. It means intelligence, learning, and awareness.
It's sleek and white and slightly smaller than a crop duster. Pistana says it's kind of weird to fly.
I tell people I've been robbed of my senses. I'm so used to hearing the engine noise, feeling vibrations and motion, smelling a fuel leak, where this airplane is strictly a visual task, so it's a huge learning curve.
NASA is hoping to figure out that learning curve. Why NASA? Well, they've tested planes for decades. After all, it is the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. They're currently working with the FAA to design a set of rules for unmanned vehicles that will fly in the same airspace as airplanes, not the kind of stuff a hobbyist would build.
So everything that's happened so far with respect to the rules are all based around a pilot in the cockpit.
Lori Grindle oversees this project for NASA.
So they're having to develop new rules for unmanned aircraft, so that means we have to do a lot of research to identify what's actually feasible for an unmanned aircraft to do.
That includes how these unmanned aircraft will communicate with air traffic control and what it should take for a pilot to get a drone license. Grindle says one of NASA's biggest challenges is designing a system of artificial awareness for these machines. So when they're flying, they can sense and avoid planes, other drones, even birds.
Birds are kind of like uncooperative traffic. You can't dictate what they're going to do. So the thresholds that are established for these requirements, they have to be tight enough that you can react to things like that.
But also to not overreact. After all, you don't want a flock of seagulls sending your drone running so far away from its flight path. NASA is using computer simulations, models, and even real jets to test this avoidance system in hopes that 10 years or so from now, when unmanned vehicles fill the skies, they'll do so in an orderly manner. One thing NASA wasn't asked to look at is how to keep drones from snooping on private citizens, says Jennifer Lynch. She's with the privacy rights group, the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
I think people are really worried about the privacy issues with drones and the implications of using drones by the government and by commercial entities. And so legislators are looking into this, but nobody has solved the problem yet.
Back at Edwards Air Force Base, pilot Mark Pistana is wrapping up his simulated flight. People often tell him it looks like a video game. But Pistana is quick to point out, flying a drone takes a lot more than hand-eye coordination.
Do video gamers understand how to navigate in the national airspace, how to communicate with air traffic control, how to do fuel planning when weather closes their primary airfield? And that separates a video gamer from what a pilot really does, besides the eye-hand coordination.
The FAA plans to open up the skies above 18,000 feet to drones in 2015. As for the lower flying machines that photographers, model plane fans, and farmers are hoping to use, those rules likely won't be ready until 2020 or later. For the California Report, I'm Sandon Totten.